This tiny little flower is beautiful, but one of the petals is torn up. I still like it a lot, though.
Even though that flower's not perfect, it still has a purpose in God's plan. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you ever feel like you're not smart enough, funny enough, or somehow not good enough? Well, that's not how God thinks of you. Instead, here's what he says in Isaiah 43. You are mine. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. And now let's listen to our story for today. It's entitled, A Bit of Beauty. As Noelle stood near the visitor center on Trail Ridge Road, she could see patches of snow far up on the mountainsides. The few trees in the area above the timber line had been dwarfed and twisted by the icy winds of winter. But summer had come, and tiny white and yellow flowers were waving their bright heads as if dancing to music. "Look, Noelle," said Dad when they walked over to see the flowers in a field next to the visitor center. He knelt among them and gently cupped one of the fragile white blossoms in his hand. "See how tiny this flower is? But isn't it beautiful? There must be a million of these."
"That one has a torn petal, though," said Noelle.
"I see that," answered Dad. "Yet here it is, adding its own little bit to the beauty of this place. Even though it's tiny and not perfect, it has a purpose in being here, just like all the other things in God's world." Noelle wondered what her father was getting at, but she didn't ask. As they drove back down the mountain a little later, Dad said, "I think the purpose of that little flower was to remind me of you, Noelle. You've lived through some cold and blustery times in your life." Noelle knew what Dad meant. She had been sick many of her early childhood years. As a result, she had to wear hearing aids. She was also a grade behind other kids her age in school. "I know you sometimes feel small and unimportant," continued Dad, "but I want you to remember that you have a purpose. You mean so much to us and to God." Noelle thought about the tiny flower adding its small bit of beauty to the world. She gave her dad a little smile. "And you think I can add a little beauty to where God has put me?" "I know you can," Dad assured her. "You already do. Jesus died for you so you could be God's child, and he understands everything you've been through. Because you know him, you can show the beauty of his love to others." Noelle grinned. "Okay," she said. "If a tiny flower with a torn petal can add beauty to the world, I can too. And with God helping me, I will." So, how about you? Do you compare yourself with others and feel like you don't measure up? Do you have a disability or a scar that makes you feel self-conscious? God loves you just as you are and has a purpose for your life. Jesus died and rose again so you could be part of God's family and live with him forever. You are precious and valuable to other people and especially to God. Our key verse today is Isaiah 41, verses 1 and 4.
"I, God, have called you by your name. You are mine. You are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you."
And our key thought for today, you are valuable. I hope you've joined the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program because we've just added another way for you to win prizes this summer. It's the Word with Zach Treasure Hunt, and you could win a pirate's treasure chest in June, July, and August. Each week, follow the clues to find treasures from God's Word hidden in the Keys for Kids print and audio devotions. Join the treasure hunt and find the clues with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap treasure hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.